Q&A questions and answers. Note, answers are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncement of church doctrine. End of note. Question. After a spiritual experience, the feeling fades so soon, I begin to wonder if what I felt was real. How can I be sure that feeling came from the Spirit? Response from New Era. There's a reason the Spirit is called a still, small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. Most people learn to recognize the influence of the Spirit by effort and experience. Even some people in the Scriptures had a hard time recognizing spiritual experiences. See 3 Nephi chapter 19, verse 20, and chapter 11, verses 3 through 7. Learn how the Spirit speaks. The Lord told Oliver Cowdery two ways the Spirit speaks. Thou hast inquired of me, and I did enlighten thy mind. And now I tell thee these things, that thou mayest know that thou hast been enlightened by the Spirit of truth. Cast your mind upon the night that you cried unto me in your heart, that you might know concerning the truth of these things. Did I not speak peace to your mind concerning the matter? Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 15, and verses 22 through 23. Have you also at times felt an enlightened mind? Have you also felt peace? Those are ways God can speak to you through the Holy Ghost. Other ways include feeling inspired to believe in Christ, to be humble or patient, or to do something good. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 17, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verses 12 through 13. Two recent New Era articles can help. In this issue, study 8 ways God can speak to you. In July's issue, see Is It Revelation? They will teach you how to know if what you felt came from the Spirit. Seek the Spirit. You can also learn to recognize spiritual experiences by doing things that invite the Spirit into your life. The Spirit testifies of Heavenly Father, so you may feel the influence of the Holy Ghost as you pray. The Spirit testifies of truth, so you may feel the Holy Ghost as you read the Scriptures. The Spirit accompanies priesthood ordinances, so you may feel the Holy Ghost as you attend sacrament meeting. As you recognize the Spirit at these times, you can learn to recognize His promptings in your daily life. Recognizing spiritual experiences can be hard because the devil wants you to forget or doubt what you felt. Fortunately, spiritual experiences, though quiet, are unmistakable. Brigham Young said, "The Spirit of God filling the creature with revelation and the light of eternity cannot be mistaken. The revelation which comes from God is never mistaken." Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, 1997, page 319. Recall the feeling you had. If you are honest with yourself and with Heavenly Father, you will know if that feeling came from God or not. Response from readers. I can tell if what I'm feeling is the Spirit by how I want to be during and after a spiritual experience. When I am filled with the Spirit, I want to be righteous and return to my Father in heaven. After a spiritual moment, I pray to see if my feelings were real. So far, Heavenly Father has answered my prayers every time. Ashley Booth, age 14, El Central Ward, Sacramento, California, North Stake. Spiritual experiences fade from us for a reason. If we had a spiritual experience that never faded, would we ever try to seek for others? Compare it to the sun. When the sun sets, you don't give up hope. You remember it until it comes back. Elder Devin Baker, age 19, Illinois, Chicago North Mission. The feelings were true if, one, you felt the joy and happiness the Spirit can give you. Two, you felt you were being blessed. Three, you felt relieved of the troubles that were around you before the spiritual experience. And four, joy replaced the troubled feelings. Adrian Lambert, age 15, Saco Branch, Augusta, Maine, Stake. Pray about your feelings. Ask Heavenly Father if what you felt was real. Write your spiritual experiences in your journal. When you read them again, you will remember what you felt and why you felt that way. It has worked for me. Kara Morris, age 15, Grandview Second Ward, Mesa, Arizona, stake. One way I knew that I have felt the Spirit is that I have a peaceful, calm feeling. If I have a prompting and I'm not sure it came from the Spirit, I think about it for a minute. If it is a prompting to do something good, I just do it. Caitlin Wright, age 15, Kirkland First Ward, Kirkland, Washington, stake. When I am blessed with a spiritual experience, the first thing I do is write it in my journal. I try to write down every detail and feeling. That way, when I am struggling, I can remember the Spirit I felt, and it is a testimony to me. Madison D. Wolf, age 14, Lakeside 10th Ward, Provo, Utah, West Stake. To recognize revelation, do the good things you are prompted to do. As you exercise faith and act on the feelings you receive, you become acquainted with the Holy Ghost. Elder Josiah Yume, age 20, Nigeria, UO Mission. All good things come from the Lord. I have discovered, however, that Satan is real as well. Every time you feel the Spirit and peace comes into your soul, Satan is doing his best to push the peace out. But you have the Lord on your side. Never give up, and continue to pray to have the Spirit with you. Melissa Pay, age 19, Morgan 6th Ward, Morgan, Utah, stake. Sharing your experience can bring back the Spirit. It can also help the other person to feel the Spirit. Prayer is another way. I believe the more you pray, the more spiritual experiences you will have, and the more your testimony will grow. Carrie Van Zanten, age 17, Crockett Ward, Logan, Utah, Mount Logan Stake. If you start to wonder if the feeling was real, you should try to continue to do things that will help you feel the Spirit. As you feel the Spirit more often, you will begin to more easily recognize those feelings. Annie Tanner, age 18, Kirksville Second Ward, Nauvoo, Illinois Stake. Sidebar. The voice of the Spirit is a still, small voice. A voice that is felt rather than heard. It is a spiritual voice that comes into the mind as a thought put into your heart. President Boyd K. Packer, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Cloven Tongues of Fire, Ensign, May 2000, page 8, end of sidebar. What do you think? Send your answer to the question below along with your name, birth date, ward and stake, or branch and district, and a photograph to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, Floor 24, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America, or email cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please respond by October 15, 2004. Question. I'm only 14, and I know we aren't supposed to date until we're 16, but a lot of my friends my age at school have a girlfriend or boyfriend, even though they don't really date. Is anything wrong with this? End of Q&A. Questions and Answers.